The Warriors Sunday evening in Minneapolis bringing a battle with the T-Wolves, and the efforts from Draymond Green from beyond the arc helping fuel the early attack. Draymond hitting 5 3-pointers in the game on the way to 18 points. Klay Thompson with 4 trays, and he would finish the night with a game-high 30 points. Stephen Curry serving up 9 assists to go with 22 points, and Kevin Durant also delivers 22 points with 8 rebounds, as we saw a strong fourth quarter from the Warriors as they pull out the win in Minnesota, 116-108 the final. That is now 10 consecutive victories here at the Target Center and 111 regular season games without back-to-back losses. Here's Coach Kerr.
Yeah, it's impressive. I was just telling Mike Brown that it's really one of the most impressive streaks that that I've ever seen. You know, to go that long. How many is it? How many games?
111.
So it's a lot of games, and the schedule catches up to you often in this league, and it's kind of catching up to us right now. This was our 4th and 5 nights, 5 and 7, you know, after New Orleans in a couple nights. So a lot of travel. We didn't have great energy tonight, but you could see the resilience in the fourth quarter and the way our guys really came up with about 5 or 6 straight stops to start the quarter, which was huge in changing the momentum.
It was really just one lineup that second. You didn't make a sub for a long time in the fourth. What did they give you tonight, really? That was probably their best stretch together.
Obviously. Yeah. Well, it was our best defensive stretch. I didn't think our defense was any good at all for 3 quarters. We were a step late on rotations. We weren't boxing out. We were getting killed on the glass. So we needed to find a group that could do it. And what I liked about that group was just the length. You know, we had Sean and Andre and Klay, KD and David. So we had a lot of length, which helped us on the glass. We had some deflections. Sean and Andre are both so smart. David came in, was brilliant. So it was just a group that kind of figured some things out and made some stops and got out and got some transition points. So it got us going. That was a key part of the whole game, obviously.
That's really kind of become your de facto second unit. What do you like? I mean, you mentioned you kind of got 3 savvy vets, 2 all-stars. You're staggering, so you know you always have 2 of those guys on the floor. What do you like about that group?
That group? Well, again, the length defensively is a big deal. You know, they defended without fouling. The rest of the game we were fouling like crazy again. It's 2 straight nights where we're just fouling way too much, and it's hard to win games when you're sending teams to the foul line over and over again. So that group defended without fouling. They rebounded, forced some turnovers, and got out and ran, and the whole game loosened up at that point.
Is this something that is actually concerning, that 2 games in a row there's been some defense with fouling, or is it just something to talk about?
It's something to talk about. It's concerning if it continues. Jumping on pump fakes, I mean, we work on that constantly in practice. We work on not jumping on pump fakes, not jumping. But we've been jumping on pump fakes 2 days in a row. We've been fouling jump shooters. Early in the game, we jumped at every fake, and we fouled Towns a couple of times on his pump fakes. And, we haven't had much practice time, so, maybe we need to get back into the practice gym to work on that. But it's something that we have to correct, and I'm confident that we will.
You said that David West was brilliant. I'm wondering if you can elaborate on what he did in that fourth quarter.
Well, I just felt like defensively he stood people up. He got out and challenged shots. He blocked somebody's shot. Was it Wiggins? Yeah. Great block. And the offense was smooth. He was setting good screens and moving the ball. And the best thing we did tonight was we didn't turn it over. I think we had 9 for the game, and one was – with 2 seconds left when we took the shot clock violation, which is one of my pet peeves, by the way. I'm going to have to talk to our team about that. Never take a shot clock violation. Why take a turnover?
You hate sportsmanship?
Is it sportsmanship to not shoot when you're supposed to shoot?
Nah.
I don't buy it. Yeah, you got to shoot the ball if there's still time on the clock. But I digress. It was an excellent game in terms of taking care of the ball. A lot of other areas we did not play well, but that allowed us to stay in it.
Were you kind of expecting Kevin to come back to earth at some point, field goal percentage wise? And I think he was 6 of 21 tonight. Obviously, he wasn't going to stay around like 58% for the league.
Yeah, to be honest, not really. I mean, you just get so used to seeing him make shots and creating shots that are so easy for him. That it's much more shocking when he goes through a little stretch like he's had the last couple of nights where he hasn't shot the ball well. But it's just a reminder that, you know, he's human like everybody, and he's going to have the occasional tough spell. But, you know, even on a night like tonight when his shot's not going, he still gets to the foul line. He still puts a lot of pressure on the defense.
And there's one more game left on this road trip as things wrap up on Tuesday night in New Orleans with the Warriors taking on the Pelicans. Then it's back to the Bay Area for a game on Thursday night at Oracle Arena against the New York Knicks. In Minneapolis, I'm Lawrence Scott.